plans were being made furiously to amalgamate the camp. The Japs were great on this, moving from one area to another, and we were moved across then into this area, this main area of the, as I say, and then of course we weren't all that popular, because a two-story house which may have held five or six officers who had never left Changi then became their home for about 50 or 60 of us. But work then went on building the Changi airfield. It was to be an air force base for the Japs. Were indeed, of course, the men who had never left Changi, the fit ones, worked there pretty hard all day, every day, in the blazing sun, which reflected back from the hard yellow earth. Changi being, for most of the year, a dry area, apart from storms most afternoons, but it was a dry place. And it was pretty monotonous, miserable work for them working there, but of course it couldn't compare it with the railway. And indeed, the men of Changi had no more idea of what the railway was like than people in Australia would. But of course they knew something had gone terribly wrong when they realised the gaps in the ranks of when they were returned, the very high casualties, which were well over 50%. All of the survivors now had been brought into the main area, more correctly called Roberts Barracks, which was always called Changi by us. Rations were quite drastically cut, because the Japs did not make a great deal of allowance for the fact that the population had doubled overnight. However, we were treated more like lepers than ever by the original inhabitants, because they saw their way of life change so much for the worse. Many of the railway survivors were held in Thailand until the end of the war. They were very well treated in Thailand with the patronage of the Thai government. Life went on back in Changi in a rather monotonous way. Apart from working on the airfield, we had to work hard making gardens and carting wood. For this, trailers had been made very cleverly by our engineers. The burnt-out trucks, the chassis, just the framework with the with tyres and a steering wheel, and then to which a chain was attached with cross pieces of saplings, and men would haul these trailers along, generally with a limbless soldier steering them. When I say limbless, he lost normally a man who'd lost a leg. We had to travel along the bitumen road way past Changi Jail, which is about 2 miles away. And the Japs were restricted us, when we were collecting wood, to the roots. It was a very hard work. We had to dig down in the very slippery ground for the roots of rubber trees. So the Japs themselves had used the original trunks and branches.